It's 8:45. Live from the studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. And with me today, Taylor Staton. He's in The Elixir of Love. He plays Nemorino, is the name of the character. And I'm assuming you're a tenor, Taylor?
I am.
Very good. He was regaling us with songs earlier off the air. Welcome. It's great to have you here.
Thanks for having
appreciate
me, Mike. I appreciate it.
Tell us what Elixir of Love. This is it's actually an opera that's been around for a while, and there's a concept being applied for this particular production. Can you tell us about that? Mm-hmm.
So the opera's been around since 1832. Donizetti had premiered in Milan, and it's basically, you know, the simple story of the guy who's in love with the girl. The girl's way out of his league, and then some snake oil salesman shows up to town and says, drink this, she will certainly fall in love with you. And the rest is history. And in this case, it's set in the 80s in high school, and it's sort of, if you come to see it, you'll see that it lends itself to this concept very, very well.
Sure. Now, just for the record, let's face it, any of us who've been lucky enough to get married, we married well above our pay grades.
Absolutely.
And we're just blessed to have the wives.
I certainly have. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Me as well. But I had to say that for the record.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're both listening.
Yeah. I hope.
So, musically, what is the music like? I mean, is there a particular category for it? You and I were just talking about some other operas and the genres that they are in. Mm-hmm. How would you categorize this music?
So this is considered bel canto, which is translated as beautiful singing. So basically the style is just about the voice and the voice alone. It's really known for its beautiful melodies, really simple, but really just stunning, beautiful melodies. And if you get people who sing it very well, like this cast does, it's going to be a really, really nice experience.
So, can you talk about some of the other cast members, just as far as where did they all come from, and how did the gelling process work as you guys rehearsed together?
I think the cast kind of comes from everywhere. If I'm correct, I think Deanna Braywick, the soprano who sings Adina, is from Seattle. Stephen Labrie, who sings Belcore, is living in New York at the moment. Alessandro Luogo is from Italy, singing Dulcamara. And it's just like any other workplace, you know, it just takes a little time. We all start to gel a little bit. It was that first couple days. This cast happened to come together really quickly, so we all get along really well. And usually when that happens, you can tell on stage because there's a lot of camaraderie and we're all having fun together. And here you can definitely see it, I think.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. What's one of your favorite parts of the show, that whether you're involved in it or not, but what's one of those moments that stands out for you?
I mean, honestly, this has been a role I've wanted to do. This is the first time I'm doing it professionally. And the whole thing for me is the music is beautiful. It's charming. It's lighthearted. And, you know, honestly, musically, my favorite part is a moment for Nemorino where he's
which is your character.
That's correct. Right. And it's sort of the most awful part for him where he's sort of berated by Adina and Belcore at the same time in front of all of his peers, in front of the school. It's really heart-wrenching, but the music is absolutely, like, gut-wrenching, beautiful. But at the end, you know, when they finally get together, the music's actually very stellar there as well.
Oh, that's neat. That's really neat. Now, you're from Omaha, right?
I live in Omaha. I grew up in Ohio, but I've lived here for about 5 years now.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
But you tour the country. I mean, you are a working opera singer based out of Omaha.
Yeah, I tour. You know, oddly enough, I work mostly overseas. That's where my career has been so far. I'm now getting lucky enough to work in places like Omaha where the companies are wonderful. Starting to get my grips here in the United States. So,
sure.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. Although, not bad being huge in Europe. You know, it's worked for
a lot of bands. I'll take it where they'll have me, okay?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. What's the best part about your job?
You know, it's afforded me the opportunity to travel the world and experience some things that I would not have ever been able to experience, I think, in any other career. Or at least in any other career that I would have gotten into. Yeah. I always joke that I don't know what I would do if I weren't doing this job, because I'm not qualified for anything else. And so I'm really lucky that I've had this opportunity to be able to travel around and see things and experience different cultures and things that I just wouldn't have been able to otherwise.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Real quick here before we go, favorite opera of all time, the one that you just go, yeah, that's it. That's the dream role.
I don't know if it's a dream role. It's funny enough that my favorite opera is usually the one that I'm working on at the moment.
Sure.
But the one that I've done the most is Barbara Seville. It's fun, lighthearted, goofy, silly, lots of fun.
Spectacular music.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's fantastic. That's Taylor Staton, and he plays Nemorino in Elixir of Love. That's February 15th at 7:30 p.m. and February 17th at 2 p.m.